To understand this in the work, we must remember what we learned, that there are two things before us. One, the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. This means that all the creations must achieve the goal and be rewarded with the delight and pleasure that there is in the purpose of the Creator who created it. Two, the correction of creation, which is that there will not be the bread of shame. For this purpose, a correction called Or Chozer, reflected light, was established, which means that the lower ones return bestowal upon the Creator. That is, they do not want to receive the delight and pleasure for their own sake, but in order to bestow. Those two things are opposite to one another, because the Creator created in the creatures a desire to receive for themselves, meaning that the creatures will enjoy, as this was his entire purpose, as we learn. The correction is the complete opposite from the quality of the creatures, who are created with a desire to receive for themselves. So now the creatures must do something that contradicts nature, namely, to bestow. In other words, the work begins with the lower ones having to perform acts of bestowal and with the intention to bestow. Afterward begins the work where they can receive delight and pleasure with the intention to bestow. In order to have room for work and to choose, so they can aim to bestow, a tzimtzum, a restriction and concealment were made. This means that as long as one cannot aim to bestow, he is placed under the concealment. In other words, besides the fact that he is unable to aim in order to bestow, and wants only to work for his own sake, through this concealment, another thing took place, and this is the hardest, that man has to do the hard work in order to be rewarded with faith above reason. Since because of the concealment, he cannot see within reason the delight and pleasure that the creatures receive from the Creator. Though the whole purpose of creation was because of his desire to do good to his creations. Yet he cannot see this good neither with regard to himself nor with regard to other people. Turns out that in addition to having to work and obtain the equivalence of form, which is to have vessels of bestowal, a person has to work to be rewarded with faith that the Creator leads his world in the form of good and doing good. And who caused all this? It was all done by the tzimtzum and concealment that were placed because of the correction of creation. However, here a serious question arises. We say that the concealment took place for the purpose of correcting creation. But as a result of this concealment, two discernments arise. One, the matter of lack of faith. 2, the prohibition to use the will to receive for oneself, which are generally called mind and heart. The question is, who comes first? That is, should one first be awarded faith, and then he can be rewarded with working for the sake of the Creator, and not for his own sake? Or is it the other way around? Stands to reason that first one must be awarded faith. And then it can be said that he annuls his self and does not work for his own benefit, but only for the benefit of the Creator. This matter, that a person should do everything only for the sake of the Creator, depends on the extent to which one believes in the greatness of the Creator. To that extent, it can be said that he is working for him. This means that it is impossible to make great efforts for something that is not important, because it is natural that for something that is more important, we make greater efforts. This means that the labor that one can give depends on the importance of the object. However, from what is written in the Sulam, it seems the opposite. For a person is rewarded with correcting his kelim, his vessels, in order to bestow, called equivalence of form, a person cannot have faith. He says there that since as long as one does not have vessels of bestowal, he cannot receive the delight and pleasure from the Creator and cannot believe that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. It follows that he is slandering the Creator. Therefore, at that time, he no longer believes that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Worse yet, he is in denial of his providence. As it is written, prior to the correction, Malchut is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, since Malchut is his guidance in this world. As long as the receivers have not been completed, so they can receive his whole benevolence, which he had contemplated in our favor in the thought of creation, the guidance must be in the form of good and bad. It is written, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose. Yet we say the complete opposite. For this reason, we taste his guidance of good and evil as guidance of reward and punishment, for they are interdependent. Since, because we are using the vessels of reception, we necessarily sense that the operations of providence are bad for us. It is a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, For it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator for the creature to perceive him as an evildoer. For this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him to that same extent. This is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts not to part from faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will get a punishment because he has parted from faith in him. It follows that although he alone does, is doing, and will do all the deeds, it still remains hidden from those who sense good and evil. Since at the time of evil, the Sitra Achra, the other side, is given the strength to conceal his guidance and faith. Thus one comes to the great punishment of separation and becomes filled with heretical thoughts. And upon repentance, one receives the corresponding reward and can adhere to the Creator once again. For this reason, a person begins his work with faith of the whole of Israel, who have faith that is as surrounding light. From this faith, each one receives a part of faith that is sufficient for him to begin his work. To want to begin the work of the individual, meaning that a person will be rewarded with faith in the form of Or Pnimi, in a light, which is called, and you shall love the Lord your God. Your God is an individual discernment, when his faith is not built on the general public, that he receives from this only the part called partial faith. However, he is rewarded with individual faith. And this is called complete faith, when he does not need the general public. To be rewarded with complete faith, a person must first work in the form of equivalence of form, which is that all his work will be in order to bestow. Only once he has been rewarded with obtaining vessels of bestowal, he can be rewarded with complete faith. For then he can keep what is written, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. However, when a person begins to work in the form of equivalence of form, in order to be rewarded with complete faith, work goes in two directions, called mind and heart. That is, it is impossible to work in order to bestow, unless we want to bestow upon a great and important person. Therefore, a person must work part of his time in the mind and part of his time in the heart. Here is where the real work begins. When he wants to work in faith in the individual manner, since here there are ups and downs. Since the basis of this work is to work for the sake of the Creator, which is opposite from human nature, who was created with a desire to receive for his own sake. Hence, here begins the real war against the inclination. For this reason, there must be order in the work, or he will not be able to continue on this path, meaning achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. When a person sees that the work is hard because he must always go above reason, meaning that his reason always makes him think that it is not worthwhile to work unless it is for his own sake, and each time his reason lets him see, you see that you were born with a desire to receive for yourself. So, how do you want to annul yourself and not think at all about your own benefit,
but
of the benefit of the Creator? What will you get out of working for the sake of the Creator? Our reason can understand a person doing the holy work in Torah and Mitzvot in order to receive a reward. This is the normal way, that we work for someone, and it does not matter who is the boss, but we always think about how much we are getting paid for the work, since the reward is what determines. This is the work of the general public. However, when a person wants to work in order to bestow, and by this to be granted with complete faith, here begin the ascents and descents. Since it is impossible to work without reward. Rather, when one can work without reward, only when he wants to bestow upon an important person. This he regards as a reward. This is as our sages said about the pleasure he receives from him. Meaning that a person enjoys the important person accepting his gift. This means that it is within nature that the smaller one enjoys if he can serve the king. It follows that when he wants to work in order to bestow,
the
person must appreciate the Creator so as to be able to bestow upon him, and to have the strength to work for the sake of the Creator. Therefore, when he loses the importance of the Creator, which the Zohar calls Shechina, divinity in the dust, when he does not feel the importance of Kedusha, but regards it as dust, then he is powerless to work in order to bestow. This is why the work is in both mind and heart. Right means that which brings closer to the Creator, meaning when one feels close to the Creator. Even if he still does not have this feeling, he should go above reason, as though he feels completely whole, as is said, and he is happy with his lot and is called blessed. At that time, the blessed clings to the blessed, and from this he receives vitality, since he is close to the Creator. This is called adhering to the tree of life. When he uses the vessels of bestowal, on which there is no tzimtzum, no restriction or judgment.
Hence,
from the right side, called wholeness, a person extends life from the life of lives. Conversely, the left is something that requires correction. When a person criticizes his work, he sees his faults, since he has nothing in which he has wholeness. He sees that he is rejected from Kedusha. Naturally, he sees that he is cursed, and the cursed does not cling to the blessed. It follows that then he is separated from the Creator, and naturally he has no life. It follows that in the left, when a person makes his calculation within reason, he sees that he is bare and destitute. Hence, when a person walks on the left line, he has no life. By this we should interpret what is written. King David had no life. It means that the whole matter of the creation of the world was for the creatures to receive the delight and pleasure. Therefore, the order of the work is that first a person must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is the Creator's will for the creatures to receive delight and pleasure. If he believes this, he should think, what is the reason that I do not have the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants me to take? It follows that if he believes that he should receive, to that extent he feels the absence. When he feels the absence, he goes to search for the reason why he cannot correct his lack. At that time, we must believe in the words of our sages, who said that what we lack is dvekut, which is equivalence of form. As it is written, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. It follows that to the extent that he believes that the Creator bestows abundance to the whole world, to that extent, he should also bestow upon the Creator. Then, when one believes that the Creator gives to the entire world, From this, a person should derive the importance and greatness of the Creator, like an important person in corporeality, where we see that it's a great privilege to serve important people and from this service itself, a person derives delight and pleasure and he does not need any other reward. It follows that to the extent of the faith in the mind, to that extent, he can also work with faith. However, since man is born as a will to receive for himself, in this manner, there is no life. It follows that the quality of King David, which is the point in the heart, has no life. In other words, the light of life cannot shine there. For this reason, the association of the quality of mercy with judgment took place, as it is written that Malchut, which is the quality of judgment, will receive life from the quality of the right, which is bestowal, when it is associated with the quality of King David. Hence, the quality of Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph, who are the quality of Hesed and mercy, was placed in the quality of King David, and not from Isaac, who is the quality of the left, which is vessels of reception.
Right.
What is general dvekut with us, or the holy still with us?
That we, if we lose some direction, we know that there are a few things, a few foundations that guard us, or that we guard them. And it's important to, and it's impossible to detach from them, which is that there is an upper force, which is good, that does good, and there is none else besides him, even to a smallest extent. But this is what holds us.
You're going to get what you want. So what is the work in faith?
We wish, or we try to make actions that we've received from our sages, who told us that if you do so and so, you will be awarded with faith. Faith is the general force that comes to us from above and aids us in being in adhesion with the Creator in a general way. And then, as we continue with the power of faith, we can then even rise to very high degrees. I'll put it differently. In order to hold on to adhesion, we need two data points: mind and heart, knowing and feeling. And when these two points are in our hands, that means we attain dvekut.
Sorry about the last questions. I want to take this article into our lives and say how in my connection with the friends and connection with the efforts that we try to connect and try to go through together with this strong connection between us, how does that help me attain faith? Because there too is also work, you're connecting with friends, you exert, you do actions, there's all this order of times that you keep to, you build a special connection in the 10. How between this work, which is a certain kind of effort that a person does, and the effort of work, of true work, which is to work in strengthening for yourself faith. How do these two things connect?
So far, I only heard one thing. You want to add? Go ahead.
Yeah, I also have a question about it. He says here about the work of the mind, where we need to organize the importance of the Creator. Where if the Creator is important, then you'll be able to work in order to serve Him. Without wanting reward, that your reward is to serve Him.
Okay, that is a reward.
Yeah, so the question, we're speaking about the importance of the friends. That they will be important in our eyes. That's the field of work. During the day, when we want to come closer to the Creator, we need to organize the importance of the friends, that they will be important. So I want to ask like Rami, what is our work with the friends that helps us acquire faith to want to bestow upon the Creator? That will be our reward. Can you touch on that a little?
That we increase the importance of the friends between us. And to that extent, that it's important to us, we can make actions through which we get closer to the friends, more and more. And from grasping the friends in our emotions, we thus raise ourselves.
What's
that point where he says that it's good that the importance of the friends will be within reason and the importance of the greatness of the Creator above reason?
You see the friends in your eyes as if you're seeing them. You wish to see them truly great. As if it is through your eyes. Now, the Creator, you can't see through your eyes, and you also want to discover Him not through your eyes, but in a different kind of attainment, and a higher one. And
so that it won't disturb. Let's say at the Congress or in the morning lesson, we have these forces to make this connection between us and with the Creator. That's a feeling. And there's this sorrow that during the day, there are these spaces created where you cannot hold on to it, neither to the friends, neither to the Creator. What's the field of work here? Because here too, he says that you need to hold on to the field of the work, the order of the work.
Yes, but there's no order here because you're creating these gaps, as you say. You detach from lack of grip on the Creator. You disconnect. And then you feel that you must have connection. And that's how you pray.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут написано, что работа начинается с того, что нижние должны совершать действия отдачи, и чтобы это было с намерением отдавать.
It says here that the work begins from the lower ones starting the work with the intention in order to bestow. And then the work begins where they can receive pleasure with the intention to bestow. What is that process?
It's a process where a person further and further devotes his desires to making them vessels for the reception of the upper light in order to bestow.
Okay.
Who does he give the desires to?
Человек передает желание.
He said that he passes on the desires that the person passes them on. Who does he give them to?
The Creator.
А как передать свои желания Творцу?
How can I give my desires to the Creator?
This is by getting in contact with the Creator. Wanting to devote to him.
We have work in the ten. How can we, through our connection in the ten, give our desires to the Creator?
If your intentions are in order to bestow and not otherwise, for the Creator, then you can raise them to him so that they are making that kind of action.
Turkey 2.
How can I cover the quality of faith with chassidim in order to become more distant from dinim, from judgments?
Always try to be in bestowal to the friends. That's the solution.
Когда ты думаешь или ощущаешь, что ты пришел к вере высшей.
Think or feel, I came to faith above reason. Then you reach this misunderstanding with others who want to reach faith through knowledge, through reason. You understand them because you are in their state. They are not in your state. So the question is, how should you behave in order to benefit them and also to benefit the Creator who gave me that faith?
You have to be in adhesion with the friends, that's first. And to make room for the ascent that you want to ascend right now. And also to see how the friends ascend with you. And to turn to the friends with this opportunity you have. In your degree, your mind and heart, and the possibility you have to join the surrounding light to the inner light. Illumination, it has no life.
Is it enough for us to always think about the friend, or should we think about the benefit of the Creator, or do we need to think about the two of them in parallel? What's the order of the work?
The order of the work is first The intention is to bestow to the Creator.
And
vessels need to be prepared to bestow to the friends and through them to the Creator.
I feel warmth and a certain inner connection. The question is, how can we... What's the additional value of the effort that we are in during the day to hold on to the intention? I'll give an example. Let's say here, for example, I'm reading the text here with a yearning. During the day, if I try to read, I can read technically. Let's say for 3 minutes I'll read, and I feel a great resistance because you're in different environments. What is that additional value of work here in relation or compared to the additional value that we do in these efforts during the day?
Well, if you're reading in a hostile atmosphere to your spirit, then certainly as much as you nevertheless strengthen and go forward, you get more. Meaning the result is more, is stronger.
So you said that we're in this enemy-like atmosphere. That's how I feel. I feel that enemy atmosphere to the path.
Yeah.
So the question I want to ask is, there are states where you are as if wanting to escape to the morning lesson, to connection with the friends and all these things, and in that escape, you don't really live that moment. I'm thinking maybe I'm not living this moment properly, that I'm missing out on something if I'm thinking of going to that next moment with the friends, next meeting with friends. How can I not lose that moment? How can I really realize that work in the correct way?
You have to learn that through yourself. You have to learn this on your own.
Yes. By dealing with it, making the efforts.
Yes. Once in a while, approach the friends, tell them, ask for responses. It depends. Maybe. It depends on who are the friends and what's the topic. But if the topic is the general adhesion, then see the differences.
There's the term that we say like a donkey to the load and an ox to the burden. When you do an action, even though you feel that now I'm doing this for the friends, I read something, I do something, and many times you told us that the deed leaves an impression. What does that mean, that a deed leaves an impression?
You bestow upon others through your actions.
That even inside, if I don't have any feeling for it, and
even if you have no feeling for it whatsoever, but by this you nevertheless are. Influenced. I saw on the screen, Chanoch, well, leave it, where he's lecturing there or making a speech or arguing with someone there in the parliament. I listened to it for a few minutes and I was impressed. And it had an impact.
So you're saying actually that whichever action I do, if I can do it with my intention, so to do it forcefully, so it affects, even though I don't feel, not to disregard even the small actions?
Yes, the small actions are actually the most impactful. The big actions, you know, it's like you want to now, I don't know, earn, to make a million. It's pretty high. You could say, no, I now will engage in this for a year until I... We need to go according to time, space and motion and as much as you can.
Why don't we value those little actions? A lot of times they say, I can't do a big action, so I don't do anything. Why don't we value the small ones?
Because it's undesirable. We want to swallow the big things. And we don't understand that our entire life is built and where we stumble upon the small things.
Can you give an example for a small action?
Small ones? I woke up. I washed myself. I drank a cup of coffee, had a sandwich. I'll show you about myself. I went to study. After this study, again, I do some work, meaning small actions. See your day in as much as you arrange it, so that in every stage along the way, you're in some connection to the intention in order to bestow. To the friends, to the whole of the world, to the whole of Israel, to everything. I didn't understand.
How to put order in these things, in working between man and the Creator, and working between man and the Ten.
Person to the Ten, it's clear that he now needs to read and think and connect to the Ten. And to try and do this work in action, mind and heart. And with the Creator, it's also the same thing.
So there's no specific order.
I don't know what you're asking. What, to prepare the vessels? Then I can go to the kitchen and see how my wife, you know, does the dishes. What to do? I don't understand. When we connect, we do the dishes. When we connect, we're doing the dishes. We're always in a preparation.
So now I have a free minute. I'm not at work, I'm not anywhere. I have a minute. I think of the friends, I think of the Creator, or whatever I feel the right thing to do is.
You need to constantly feel whether you are in the direction through the group to the Creator. And constantly ask yourself whether this direction is precise. And whether you are aimed exactly to the Creator or something that's kind of like next to him somewhat. How do you depict the group and the Creator so that they will be kind of like one upon the other? And that's it. Actually, that's the work. There's that. There's times for this and times for that.
So if we want to be more time in the work throughout the day, how do we organize ourselves to be more time in the work? Something has to give us forces.
You won't get the forces. You need to aim your heart to the Creator.
To the Creator. So, at what stage does a person bring the ten or the group in there? It's not from the beginning.
There within, you're ready with the ten.
And if I want to actually bestow and practice to the Creator, so then I start like a jump. You gave an example once, like a cat that waits for the moment he can make that jump to bestow. So first of all, I need, well, maybe you say, what do I need to do first?
You need to check, like I said, like a cat. You need to check your forces, your intentions, whether you're capable of such a leap. Just like a cat who's constantly, before his leap, he checks himself.
And thoughts of the Creator. What? He gave an example that you have to think how the Creator constantly bestows.
Yes?
So when he says thought, it's not that I thought about it once and let go. It's something that
you catch it and live with it.
How do you develop a thought that you're constantly living with it?
You don't let it run away. You constantly engage in it until it becomes permanent in your mind. Where in your head you have like a channel between you and the Creator, and in the heart and in the head, and you're constantly protecting it, watching over it.
And then when I start getting forces, I start understanding what it means to bestow to the Creator from myself.
Let's say, yes.
I understood
that the practical thing from this article, is the greatness of the Creator, also from faith above reason, and also from equivalence of form. That's what we can give one another in the ten. And a lot of time I'm trying to understand how to do it, how to give greatness of the Creator.
By you doing something in the eye, between the friends, they feel they're bestowed upon. They feel how impressed you are by the greatness of the Creator.
When we translate greatness of the Creator into the ten, so it's importance of our connection.
Yes.
So when you do something, so what do we do? We adhere to our framework. We show how the morning lesson is important. Right? These things?
Well.
So if I look in open eyes, it's something that is constant. I don't see that it's something that gets more intense. Before a Congress, we make more efforts, but even when I want to give it to the friend, and also what I see in the ten, there's like a certain routine it reaches, and that's how it stays. How do you break? How do you add to that?
We add through the shattering. In everything that was yesterday, and as much as I had in my eyes, the greatness of the group, the greatness of the Creator, today I don't receive. I want something new, whole, high, eternal. And then I try to work on that, from that intention.
There's something we have to learn how to do. I see the friends, they go out of their way. We do exercises all day. One friend sings a song, then someone reads something, makes a clip.
Those are external actions. Well,
so what are the non-external actions?
To the extent in which within they're making an effort in order to connect, in order to not let the distance in their eyes for thoughts, desires,
When
people were asking throughout the day when we're not in the lesson, you said like a channel has to remain open, that I'm always in contact there in the back of the head. I constantly need to.
Yes.
Sometimes it feels like we're on autopilot, and from the lesson till the Zoom or the noon lesson, and in between, we're like on autopilot in the back of our head.
Yes.
How do I need,
or
where do we learn to give greatness of the Creator to one another?
That's one man and one heart. That's what we need to be through this connection that you just described.
Inner light number
9.
The gvurot that emerged in the world first, as it is written, in the beginning God created. This refers to what our sages have written. In the beginning, it came up in the thought to create the world in the quality of judgment. Saw that the world does not stand, preceded the quality of mercy and associated it with the quality of judgment. We have already discussed it in at length, and it explains there that the first three Paltzufim of Ak had only one vessel of the phase of Malchut, which is the quality of judgment. Hence, they had only one line. In order for the world to exist according to his wish to do good to his creatures, this can only be depicted in the form of a conduct of reward and punishment by way of 10 utterances and the correction of the three lines, chesed, judgment, and mercy. This was done by the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, meaning the association of the first hay called quality of mercy, namely binah, with the bottom hay called the quality of judgment, which is malchut. The beginning of this association is made in the coupling of the Rosh of Sag in the world of Nikudim in the form of the ascent of the bottom hay to the Enaim and Yud Hey Vav in the Achab. This is sufficient only for the correction of the lines in the Gal. But in the Zat, there was still no correction of lines. For this reason, the vessels of the Zat broken fell to Biyah. As written there at length, the association of the quality of mercy with judgment in the Gal was not enough to correct the Zat entirely, meaning from the phase of Chasadim too. Nonetheless, the association of Gar and Nikudim did help to correct the Zat in the phase of Gvurot. Although the vessels of Zat broke and fell to Biyah, still sparks came down with them to receive the vessels. Know that these sparks mean the correction of the Gvurot to be ready to receive the Chasadim afterwards when they are sorted and rise from there to Atzilut as Man. He writes, these seven kings are the Gvurot that emerged in the world first. As it is written, in the beginning, God created. This refers to the correction of the Gvurot to be fitting for sorting and to raise them as Man, to receive the Chasadim of the new Ma. They are implied in the words, in the beginning God created, as the name God indicates Gvurot. He associated the quality of mercy with it in the day that the Lord God made. This refers to the verse, "These are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made earth and heaven." The name Havaya implies Chasadim, which is the king Hadar called the Numa. They cause an upper coupling there through raising man from the sorting of the sparks and the vessels in Bia Vatzilut and receive illumination of Chasadim of the Numa. At that time, the desired association of the quality of mercy with judgment is over. Meaning, by that, the correction of the lines is completed in Zat 2, and all this will be explained elaborately in its place.
Rav,
in the lesson and throughout the day, we know that all our work is in the 10 and our intention needs to be to bestow to the Creator, and we try in this work and there's none else that can impact reality. On the other hand, we live in a very heavy reality, I would say, where our friends and our sons are in true danger for their lives. The question is how to connect between the two. Just as they
are
working in their way, the same way we have to work in our way internally, and to see in all eyes as much as we add and join their battle.
Yesterday we read, and Rabash and Bala Sulam write a lot about the three kinds of fears for his sons to live, etc. So how, from such fear, which is very much on the flesh, can we depict somewhat the real, correct fear?
Lishtadel.
Try. And in each and every one, it has to get clear.